let's see. I want you to ask.
Revi's approach is that no one's at fault. We're anusim, but there's a tikkun olam that needs to.
No, he and she got my sim. We are at fault.
Could you say that the fault isn't the fault of the kahal, but it's the fault of the besin, like we have by Egla Arufa?
Oh no, that's what we're going to get to. That's the approach has to be. Either that, either you want to go ahead and say der drush, that there's a chiyuv of limud hatorah, and the limud hatorah, as the Briscoe would always say, there's no mitzvah to learn Torah. There's a mitzvah to teach Torah. He says v'shinantam levanecha. Doesn't say you have to learn. Just a little bit difficult to teach to your son if you don't know what you're talking about, right? So that the learning, your learning is only hechsher mitzvah. Mm-hmm. But the mitzvah comes about when you teach somebody else. When you perpetuate the message of Torah. Memele, you could say, in the Havamin to think that maybe Shigas Meiser, that maybe that's also part Hel and Sibu. Not because Bezin Paskin, but the people began to do bad things. Bishogi. But we'll see, Rama has a whole bunch of examples. Or the way I would prefer to learn. And that is, Bezin's not at fault. But there's a Raloche, what do you do when everybody, the whole tzibur, were over b'shogeg? So you can say simply, each one will make a korban. Or maybe that deserves a special korban. That's what Kodesh Baruch said, a par hel and tzibur, right? God doesn't eat from the korbanos. Not that he wants each one to make a korban because he needs more meat. The concept of kapor of korban is on the nature of the korban. A par, hel and tzibur, where each shevet brings a par, or a par v'soreh, if it's a v'yidazor inyanim, and so on. Okay. Now to understand this Gemara, you see, so I got down to that in the middle of this Omer, I realized that, share with you also a critical technique in your own learning. And that is, when you come to a difficult sugya, you're going to get confused because you don't know what direction you're taking. What does that mean? Everything begins to make sense. So it's always good to know where you're supposed to end up. So you look in the halacha. What does the halacha say? Then you know you got to end up there. Trouble is, Ha'or Yosef is not in the Shulchan Aruch. But thank God it's in the Rambam. And since the Shulchan Aruch based himself also on the Rambam, so we could assume it's not the Shulchan Aruch Paschal the same way like the Rambam. We'll do a bit of this Gemara, then I'm going to switch off to the Rambam. Pick up again, Zeha Klau. Okay, a little above the middle of the page. Zeha Klau. Hatole b'yatzmo chayev. Even though Bezdin made the mistake, but he did not do what he did because he followed Bezdin. He did what he did because he agreed with Bezdin. And if he evaluated and agreed with Bezdin, then he's not tole al das Bezdin, he's tole al das atzmo. Lisui mai, but use the word zeh haklal, which is a general rule. What's more general than this simple statement? Hatola b'yatzmo chayev. Lisui mibat b'holocha, mibat b'hora, right? a fellow who previously, in previous Piskei Halacha of Beis Din, he said they don't know what they're talking about. Mivad, he kicked at their psak. Mivad b'horor. Therefore, even though now he agrees with them, it means the very fact that previously he sat in judgment on them means he wasn't depending on them. He was depending on his own seichel. Therefore, he doesn't have the protection of Hora Bezdin. The second piece, second line. Zeh klal, atol b'asmo chayev, tol b'bezdin poto. Well, yeah, you told me that already. Tol b'bezdin, what are you including? Lisui, to include. Hora Bezdin, v'yodu she'tol v'chosel behen. Right? Nevertheless, and then he went ahead and did the Aveira after Beis Din already retracted their psak. So you might think, no, it's too late. They retracted the psak. There is no extant psak to justify his actions. The answer is, since he wasn't aware of the psak, of the change psak. That's the situation. We'll mention the Gelos again. They handed out to you Rabbi Yoshev Shlita, his flip flop on who is the mother, the birth mother or the genetic mother. So if you were following his first track, it was the birth mother and Paschal accordingly on Arayos, right? But then he changed his mind. But who knew he changed his mind? Who knows if he changes mind? Who knows if he meant the first psak also? That's one of the problems of not having a Sanhedrin, but having secretaries report what the whole pasuk. Fighting Mola, that's not a kalal. That's not inferred from the general rule. Ha behedjikatani. That's the first generation. What? Apilu chazul. Nevertheless, he's potter. And you might have tani v'hodam aforish. Yes, for emphasis, the Mishnah said it twice. Right. So therefore, you look at Mishnah again. Right. Bein shelo osu, the osu, that's implied. Bein shelo osu osu, meaning lo osu because they changed their mind. Am Rabbi Yehuda Mashmuel. Okay. Zu divrei Rabbi Yehuda. The Mishnah is a das yochid. Rabbi Yehuda held that way, that if someone does an Aveira, the Shogei, because he's told al das Bezdin, that he's potter from a Korban Yochid, and Bezdin's Kapora covers him too. Ava Chachamim Omrim, Yochid she'osa baro as Bezdin chayev.
Case, in a case in which they retracted their statement and he didn't hear it?
I'm sorry?
In the case in which the Beit Din retracted its statement and he didn't hear of the retraction?
Yes. Aval chakomim omrim yochid she'osa baro az bezdin chayev. Where did you identify the authorship of the Mishnah as Rabbi Yehuda? The Mishnah was listed as a stam, no name in the Mishnah. And you come and say, that's Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. So the Gemara asks, my Rabbi Yehuda, My Ami, meaning, what raya do you have that Rabbi Yehuda held that way? You didn't just pick a name. It had to be something that convinced you that this Stam Masnisa is Rabbi Yehuda. This Hanya. In Nefesh Achas Techto Bishgogo Basoso. Harei Elu Gimu Miutim. Nefesh Achas Bisasoso. He did it, a Nefesh did it, a Achas did it, but all referring to a unit, a solitary unit. Therefore, we know Ha'osa may be Asro Chayev, Baro Bezin Poto. Okay, you turn to Omid, refresh your memory on the pasuk. The first one, v'mnefesh achas techto b'shgoga miyam ha'oretz v'asosa achas mitzvos Hashem asher lo se'esena v'osham. So that you realize is that's Rav Yehuda's opinion. How you know Rabbanan argue with him? You made a head and made into a das yochid. How you know Rabbanan disagree? My Rabbanan, disanya. I die nani omel. We learned in a brayse. Miyut kohol shechotu chayovim. Shein bezin mevim adideim par. Rov kohol shechotu yipturin. Shein bezin mevim alayim par. Disagrees with the whole basic premise that the korban of the bezin will pat you from korban yochid. Bezin have to bring a korban, but we got to bring a korban yochid anyway. Tetik mala b'may. What a case are you talking about there? Ilema b'shigas maise. You mean what? The kohol sinned. Not because Bezdin paskin that way. Because they paskin that way. They did that. That's called Shigas Meiser. And that's what they stuck in. Someone put in so that you don't get lost in shot. It means Bezdin Shalom Bahora. Bezdin was not involved in any paskin shilas for them. They did it on their own. That's called Shigas Meiser. Then Bezdin Maya Bidetayu. What's Bezdin got to do with it? Right? Shalom, Bohoroz, Bezdin, Bezdin, Mimaisi. Say that again. Bezdin, Mai, Vilitayo. Shalom, Bohoroz, Bezdin, Bezdin, Mimaisi, Shalom, Bohoroz. Bezdin brings a call when they're not passing. How are they involved in the, They didn't make a mistake. They didn't do an Aveira. Bezdin knew what it was all about. The people on their own went ahead and began to behave in a certain way. That was chayiv a shogi on a koris. What could it possibly be? We'll soon see. Ela, what then? The case must be bohora. The bezin did paskin wrong, and that's why the people did it. Boki kesiv me'am ha'ores b'shigas ma'isu d'chsiv. But the question: look back at the pasuk. Im nefesh asher b'shgoga me'am ha'ores. Where the heck is bezin? Bezdin isn't mentioned in that pasuk. The pasuk says, "Me'ama olas basoso." That's a shigas meisa. Why did you involve horo into that pasuk? There's no basis for that. Yeah, I tell you what it must mean. Therefore, it must mean. El alav hochi koma. Mi it kol shechotu b'shigas maise. Not a whole call. Some of the kahal sinned with a shigas maise. Chayovim. Why? Shein bezin mavin a yidei and par. Right? Behora, if they did it because of Bezdin, Hohen Chayavim. They're still Chayav. Yochol Rov Tzibur, Chosu Bishvogo, Maisi Yuptun. That's only, I didn't involve yet the whole Am Yisrael, or Rov Am Yisrael. So you might think, but by Shiddas Maisi, should be Poto Shere Bezdin Nevin Aleim Par Boro. What does that mean? Not that Bezdin is at fault, but when Bezdin is at fault, you see there's a strange thing. Bezdin can bring a kapora that covers everybody. Then it makes better sense instead of everybody bringing his own chatos. If everybody sinned, let Bezdin bring one kapora. Obviously, the Bezdin of Parhel and Tzibur has the power to expiate individual sins from each one's head. So even though Bezdin is not at fault, it makes better sense to bring one Parhel and Tzibur. Then look at the language. When there is horror, they do bring a par. And that covers all the chatos yochid. Then why not over here too? Tamaloma no me ama oretz. Afilu rubo. So here's, that's the Rabbona. That Bezdin never exempts the individual from his own korban. But Bezdin has to bring a korban, a special par halim tzibur, a special aloche. That doesn't exempt you from yoga. You did an aveira. You have to bring in a call. That's the Rabbanan's position. So they have here machlokes and the fundamental concept that relying on horor patters you from a korban. That's Rabbi Yehuda. But Rabbanan deny that concept.
Rabbanan deny the concept that even if it was behorah,
even behorah, and everybody did it, fine, everybody sins, or Bezdin sin, you sin, everybody brings korbanos. We have to say that someone can make a korban for you. You did a sin. You have to expiate your sin. Huh? Attack that fundamental concept. That's as far as I want to go. Pick up the Rambam. I don't know where we're going. Here you have a fabulous exercise in summation clarity, abstract clarity. Look at South and Page Shem also. Okay. This will take us a little bit of time. Okay, you got Kol Dovo Shechayovim Al Shigosu Chatos Kavua Im Shoguru Bezdin Hagodo Boro Vahoru Lehetiro V'shogu ha'om b'oroso, v'oso ha'om, watch what the Rambam does, v'heim somchin al ha'rosom, what is he trying to cover? He's not, that now he agreed, and previously not, but these are people who are somech an ha'ros bezdin, v'yachakach no de lebezdin shetou, הרי בזן חיובים להובי קור מחטוס אשר גרוסם בורו, אף הפי שאוסו הם באספר מייסר. Even though בזן themselves didn't eat that chaleb that they said was okay. But the horror was a sin. To paskin wrong is a sin. שאים אשגיחן על עשי אז בזן קלאו. What בזן does is not a relevant factor. בין אוסו בין לא אוסו. That's how he sums up our Mishnah. אלא על הרוסם בלבד. ושאר העום פטורים מן הקורבן, אף הפי שהם עושים לפני שתולו בבזדן. And everybody else is potter, right? Like Rabbi Yehuda said, because they're tolu בבזדן. That's the stam masisa. That's summed up our Mishnah. ומהו הקורבן שמביאים על שקוג הזו? What kind of a korban does Bezdin have to bring? Im b'avoy d'zor shogugu. If they made a mistake on a inyan, on a halacha involving avoy d'zor, v'horu and a paskin, mevin par la'olo v'zor l'chatos mikol shevet v'shevet. The korban zeh hu ha'omo. That's what we read in the Torah Shabbos. the parsha Shlach Lecha, shenemar v'hoyo im me'enei ha'edo neso v'shgoga, mepi ha'shmur lomdu shebeshigas ha'vidazoro hu medaber. Halacha l'moshe m'sinai interprets that pasuk dealing dafke with a chet, with a shogeg and avodazoro in yonim. As we'll see what. He gives an example, just really quickly. The example that Rama Maxi uses, you're under stress. A goy is forcing you to kneel to his idol. So you ask a shayla and say, Hedon Paskin, kneeling is nothing. Prostration is also. But kneeling is a big deal. You can kneel. But kneeling is also, kneeling is a way to zora. They were taught that. That's a taught by way to zora. Okay? Vim bishar krisus, if it's not a way to zora, shechayovim al shigos and chatos kavua, shogu vahoru, then maybe kol shevet b'shevet pa chatos. Each shevet has to bring just one korban. And avodah zorah, you have to bring a par la'ola and sor la'chatos. Here only a chatos. V'zeo shomer parshas va'yikro, shenema im kol adas yisrael yishgu, nimtzos lomeid. So he sums up. Shim shogugu bezden ha'godo b'horo b'avodah zorah, mevin kol ha'kol, shneim osor porim olos, shneim osor se'irim chatos. V'heim nisrofos, they're not eaten. A chatos is usually eaten by the Kohanim, but these chatos are not eaten. They nischofos. Shreidomo nichnas lefnim, ve'nikron siri avidazora. Vim bishah ha'mitzo shogu, then meivim shem osu porem chatos, also, hei nischofos meishadomo nichnas lefnim, because the zora got under his bare pnimi, right? Therefore, it's not eaten. V'chol par mehem, every one of these 12 poros are called par helam dovo shel tzibu. Shenem arv hikir akol, kol kol v'kol, chol shevet v'shevet kol akol. Shenem arv ayabad yoshufet b'kahal Yehuda. So he's standing in one tribe of Yehuda and he calls it b'kahal Yehuda. So it says kohol means every individual shevet is a kohol. Ben she'osu kol yisrael she'beret yisrael api bezden she'horo. Watch what he threw in here. Kol Yisrael sheba Eretz Yisrael. The Jews of Chutz Lo'aretz don't count in the census. We want to know, was it rov or was it less than rov? They're not included. Bein shoso rov Yisrael api she'imiyut minyan ha'shvotim. Bein shoso rov ha'shvotim she'imiyut kol Yisrael. May being Kiminyan kol ha'shvotim par lechol shevet v'shevet u'b'avodah zorah par v'sor lechol shevet v'shevet. Shav elu shelo chotu mevin al-yadei ha'chutim. What's he talking about here? This aveira is spread, but only on Reuven. Reuven, God, Echasi Chet Menashe. But in numbers, they are 51% of the total census of Jews in Eretz Yisrael. It's not a bad example, because they were the first one to do Avodah Zorah. So, Rov means Rov Minyan or Rov Binyan. It's an expression used for Tumah B'Tara and the bones. Rov Minyan means census, number of Jews. Even though these numbers do not involve 12 shvatim, but the total census, or rov shvatim means 7 shvatim sinned, even though their number is less than the 5 who didn't sin. Either one is called a rov.
Rov Minyan and Rov
Willis?
Binyan.
And the Rambam emphasizes this point. Afilu also shevet echad bilvad, who rov hakol, harei kol hatzibur mevin shem osa porim. One shevet, but if in the course of time one shevet increased in numbers, so that they represent 51% of the population. Now, how could that be? You have to have some kind of historical answer to that. If the Aseres HaShvatim were Niglu, and assuming that Sanhedrin was still in functioning, then the, whatever was left there, right, that's Klal Yisrael. Mm-hmm. Once they're out of Eretz Yisrael, they don't count. Okay? Then, if even one shevet, and they represent Rov HaKol, and they call HaTzibur Mevin Shem Osa Porim, Uba Voidezoro Shem Osa Porim Shem Osa Seirim. Okay.
She'af elu she'lo chatu mevi'im al yedei achotim.
The what?
She'af elu she'lo chatu mevi'im al yedei achotim.
Right. So they have... If Rov, then all Shvatim have to bring.
If Rov of
And the Rov involved three Shvatim. Right? And the three Shvatim sinned. But the other nine didn't. It didn't spread to the other nine.
Yeah.
This, again, I started to emphasize before. Am Yisrael is in sin, right? And therefore it impacts upon every Jew whether he sinned or not. The first Hezbollah, that you have a responsibility as part of the halacha of Kol Yisrael Arevim. What do you mean, Tishvotim, they did something which Avodah Zorah, you knew it was Avodah Zorah, why didn't you stop them? Mm. That may be the reason. Shoyolom Limchos Flo Michu, whatever. Nevertheless, that's halacha. That everyone, that's the Rambam's emphasizing, even those that they're innocent, they didn't do anything.
But according to the opinion that says that only Rabbi Yehuda holds this way, then they would say not only of the Shvatim, but every single person in Klal Yisrael would also have to bring?
Not the Kodesh Rabbi Yehuda, that's how we pass.
No, again, the one who's against Chachayim.
No, but only those who sinned. You wouldn't ask.
So it would be the 12 Shvatim.
We're bringing so for the Par Helem Tzibur. But as far as I'm called Miochid, only one who sinned for them. Okay, pick up again. I put a little mark there. Mm-hmm. That really continues, but the first halacha too. That's not something we don't pick up till later on in the Masechta. What a bezin this topic lehem im shogru. It's good to remind you. There's another korban called what? Osham toli. What's an osham toli? Example, Chalev and Shuman, right? I know one is Chalev, one is Shuman. And I went ahead and I ate one of them. And the other one was given to the dog. I don't know whether I ate the Chalev and Shuman and the dog ate that kosher, or that I ate that kosher and the dog ate Chalev. That's then you bring what? An Osham Toli. A Chatas you bring, I know I ate the wrong one. I found out I ate the wrong one. I don't know whether I did eat the wrong one, but both were presented right as a need for discernment, and I didn't discern, then you bring an Osham Toli. Well, what if Bezdin went ahead, not they changed their mind. Then now they're not sure. They now have qualms about their psak. What's the problem with Sanhedrin? Sanhedrin have a big problem. No one else to ask. I can't clarify my suffix. There's no one on top. I can't refer to an appeals court. There's no one else left. Therefore, it remains a suffix in their mind. Would they have to bring an Osham Toli? Just like they bring a Chatos, a Par Helem Tzibur Chatos. When they did make a mistake, what if they maybe made a mistake? That actually tells you Bezen she desapik leim imshogu baro lo shogu eichay moshem toli. She nema v'noda chasu she desvada v'achken yizchayv v'kol v'kmo she's boil. No. Moshem toli doesn't apply to the Sanhedrin, only to a yochid. Good. Now we go back. Goes back to the original. That was a sort of a. That's why I put the bracket in. That, you know, that's a sort of an aside comment. Bezin has to be the one who made the mistake in the psak, and Bezin had to be in session. Okay, that's the way you understand that. There's a formality of Bezin. There's an informality of Bezin. There's 71 people marching around, right? And they happen to be all in the same Beis Medrash. And they asked Hashayla, and they all got into the discussion, they all agreed, that's the way you're paskin. That doesn't count. Because Bezin was not in session. Lahavdil, in our American law, the judge walks in, and the fellow who's usually a fellow who did well, because he set the record, he voted for the judge 43 times. So he gets a job as a court assistant or something, court guard. And he announces, the court is now in session. That's when Sanhedrin functions as a Sanhedrin. I need one. The head of Sanhedrin has to be present. You can't have a political appointment. A guy who doesn't know what he's talking about, but he's a member of Sanhedrin. Yeah, people are willing to suffer with him, right? Because the king wanted him in. We're not going to listen to him anyway, right? No, but he makes up the number 71. That's an invalid Bezdin. Right, Lassos, v'yasu kol akol orubo apiem. You need what? They had it say mutorah matem. We learned that in the Gemara already. We learned that there's not enough to paskin. After they had the discussion, came to conclusion. There still is no horoz bezin until they add the words to an individual. Or to people there, okay, fellas, mutoranatem, you can go ahead and do it. Without saying mutoranatem, there is no horoz bezdin. Then the yaso kol akol aruba al piem, the osim shogim al piem, umedamim shadovo shaoru bo kedasoru. Right, and the people have to believe that they paskin right. Because if the people don't believe they paskin right, that's the case of the Talmud Shigil Oro, right, and he's not told al das bezdin. The Yoru Levatel mixas to the Kai mixas. Lo Shiako Kolaguf. Okay, let's explain that one. That comes later on in the Gemara, but critical. Bezdin rules. Give you a good example. There is no Isur Havoro on Shabbos anymore. Once upon a time, you had to knock two stones together. It's a lot of effort, a lot of melocha to get a spark and light a fire. Shabbos, you can't do that on Shabbos. But nowadays, you push a button and the fire goes on. I could be remote control, I push a computer button, and that turns out an electric circuit. That's melacha. Therefore, havara no longer is an isa melacha. The oker, it says, lo sabar age b'chol mishnah yom haShabbos. The oker the whole halacha. Then that's not how it was, but bunch of stupid idiots. And there's no hogo, not shy hogo. You can't call it hogo. However, Bezin said, no, lighting a fire, right? But if you want to cook using magnetic energy, right? No fire. I put something on, there's no fire. Haraya. The moment I open the door, right, of this special oven, right, everything is cold. My food is hot. That's not included. That's not at all. It's a fancy bit of reasoning. They don't know what they're talking about. That's how it was Bezin Tos. But as a basis in which they accepted the fundamental halo, they weren't okay the whole. That's some bunch of maratzim, a bunch of reformed Jews got elected to Sanhedrin. Okay. Lo sheyako kol haguf, usheyodei alehem, when el sheyivod alehem, yeidu gufu sheyodei v'sheyobo b'shgogo. And when it's explained to them that microwave energy is no different than any other kind of energy, and if one energy is also, this should be also too, and Bishul doesn't require dafke fire, v'chaleilu ha'morin hu shi'o bezin chayovim v'korban v'osa al pi em poto. אבל אם חוסר אחס מכל אלו הדרוכים, הרי בזן פטור מן הקורבן, וכל מי ששוגע ועושה מייסה, מי ביחצס קבוע, או שבי לעשה. But if one of these requirements, for what? For the formality of psak of Sanhedrin, is lacking, then what do you have here? A whole bunch of people, did an avere in good conscience. When you do an avere in good conscience, you bring a korm chattas. You do an avera in bad conscience, it's called a mezid. You don't bring a kol. I over here, you relied on Bezdin, so you relied on Bezdin. But if Bezdin didn't have this special authority or special sanctity of Kedushas Yisrael, so that they can bring a kolben for you, each one got to bring his own kolben.
Is there a distinction in regards to why Beis Din made the mistake? Meaning, let's take Rebbe's example about the microwave. So, do we distinguish between the possibility that Beis Din left out a certain Gemara, a certain Raya from the Misora in their Cheshbin, versus, let's say, a mistake in Metzius that they thought it cooked this way, but really it cooks that way?
I'm not,
at the bottom line,
I'm not aware that there's any chilik in that. You know, it's a good point, but I'm not aware of any chilik. Continue further. It's Rambam. Don't find such Rambams. It's Rambam recognizes that Holyos needs a little more attention for pshat. You're dealing with such a strange thing. What do you mean, Bezin made a mistake? Bezin made a mistake. What could it be? And then you tell me, not a big mistake. Big mistake, they threw the whole thing out. No, it's been mixed up. A piece of a halacha has to be mistaken. So it explains. Kesad. Im chosar achas mikol adrochem shebeyarnu. Yiftru Bezin, v'ischava usen. If one of the requirements of Beis Din in session is lacking, then it's a tama a din of a shogig, right? You bring a kol machatzas, each one individually. Harei shahoru Beis Din shechad min hashvatim. Shahoru Beis Din echad min hashvatim lahem. Shechelev hakeba muto v'ochlu anshi mekoma mapiim. Why? Wasn't Beis Din. It was the Beis Din Echad Amar Shvatim. Also Beis Din Peturin. Chol Mishocha, maybe Chatos Kavua Al Shigigosa. That takes care of my requirement. It has to be a Beis Din of what? Of Shivim V'Echad. But every Shevet had a Beis Din of 23.
Are we saying here, Rabbi, that the Beit Din doesn't know that it doesn't have Kiddushat Yisrael?
They don't what?
The Beit Din itself doesn't know that it doesn't have Kedushat Yisrael to give this psak.
Made a mistake. Shkiyos miyovim min historos nakenin. Made a mistake. Okay.
So if the 71 members of Sanhedrin didn't know, how's the Amahar supposed to know that they didn't fit all the stipulations?
That, obviously, there was better communication than we recognize without. Without your computer, without your email, and they got the word out. V'chein im hogu bezin hagodol, shedam chelev dam halev mutor. V'rohoya rosh yeshiva imohen. He's just going over the cases that we said requirements. Oh, but what's the example? It is the examples are critical because it makes sense. How do we make mistakes? You people are soon going to get smicha. Oh, double, you have smicha ready? Yeah. You're soon going to get smicha, right? Posuk, mesomach esyodo arosh hapo, right? Okay. Then what? So I'll ask you a shayla. What blood is the Isur Achilas dam? Isur Kores dam? Which blood? Okay, I'll tell you a personal example. My mother, Zichron Levroche, was American born. Her mother was American born. But she, mother was strange. Anyway, I studied Gemara with my mother, not with my father. My father was too busy. My mother, Baruch Hashem, had been studying Gemara for 6-7 years with the private Rebbe of her brother. She sat in the back of the room. There was no yeshiva. And she learned Gemara with them. My mother, every Friday, spoke on the radio for RJJ, Yagarese Yeshiva. She gave the Pasa Shavua and the Drosha for 20 years. Ask me which blood is Isur Kores. Well, my mother, I know, used to give us blood to eat. Why? Some of the children were anemic, needed more iron, didn't have all these easy pills that's available now. So what she did was, you bought meat, and you koshered the meat, and then you put it on a grill with a cup underneath, and the blood dripped down. That you gave to the kids to drink. That's kosher blood. Right? Blood after Malichi is kosher blood. It's the same blood. Right? No. I tell you, an easy thing to do. Buy the heart of the animal. The people have it, they grind it up and they chop meat, you don't know about it. Jews don't eat the heart because of a superstition. That's kosher l'shikcha. Well, I don't know, but Sefer Hasidim, it's kosher l'shikcha. Okay, so we don't eat the heart meat. Doesn't seem to improve the memory anyway. But I buy a beef heart and I cut it open. I got a half a cup of blood in there. So why should I mess up the stove and the barbecue? That's called dam halev. Okay. The examples that the Rambam gives, it's also a good, nice review of Halacha also. Right. What happened? Oh, Bez Nagodo Shedam Halev Mutor. But lo hoye rosh yeshivi mohem. O choyeche mehem ein roi lius memunu bebezedrin. Kan choye ger o mamzer o zokin. O shlo ro o bonim. How's that? If you have no children, you can't be a member of the Sanhedrin. Why? It's your fault. Because then the Dinin Nefoshes, you can't be a Baal Rachmin. I want you to approach Dinin Nefoshes with a feeling of Rachmanis. You should try real hard to find a Ptur for this man. Our father, who suffered with children already, he knows what it is. Next, v'yosa omar p'yem, v'yochod dam halev, harei bezin p'turin, v'kor mi she'ochal mei v'chatat kivu ha'shigigosa. Same, she repeated the same halacha. Bezin was not in session. There was an invalid bezin. Therefore, the halacha that I, as far as the people are concerned, they are no more guilty than if there were a bezin involved. It's not a question now of the guilt of the individual. This is halacha Moshe Mitzrayim. This is dinim have to do with the Rabbeinu Shloilam, and the Rabbeinu Shloilam has to do with inyoni kapora and so on. This how the Kodesh Baruch Hu ordered it. If there is a Sanhedrin, we'll exempt you. If there's no Sanhedrin, we can't exempt you. ומנין שאנקוסם דאב אלה בבזן הגודל שנאמר אם כל עדס ישראל ישגו נין שעד שיקו לרוי לרוע שנאמר ומעין העדו yeah, a beautiful shot. Bezin has to be your eyes. You don't want one eye to be blind. If one member of Sanhedrin is not proper, then he's not a proper eye. If he's not a proper I, then a korban has been brought by the pronoun I. Then I gotta bring a korban.
Ulana no omer o shofto eida, ma eida amura bedin el fosho us kulu rui loro, ab eida amura bishgogo zu, ache yiu kulun rui loro. וכן, אם הורו ויודע איך בהן שתו, ויאמר להם, תוען אתם. One of the other knew, and he yelled, you people are making a mistake. ורובו all of המתירים, but they took a vote, and אחרי רבם להטוס, they פסקן מוטו, והתירו, הרי בזם פטורים, וכל מי שעושה על פי הם חייב להובי חטוס קבוע שגוסו. שנאמר ועם כל הדס ישראל ישגו אשר ישגו כל הסנהדרין.
Okay, what's that halacha? That people you should know already. When Bezdin votes, there's never a rov and a miyut. There's no minority opinion. Why?
Very simple. If you are required to listen to Sanhedrin, the guy in Sanhedrin also required to listen to Sanhedrin. So when you ask him again, hey fella, you were yelling chayev, chayev, chayev. Now, it's 70 to 1. What's your opinion? He says, potter. If he doesn't, he's a zokei mamre when he goes out and will paskin for somebody the way he wants to paskin, he'll be zokei chayev misa. So there's never a miyut in Sanhedrin. It's always unanimous. There's no roving miyut until, there's roving miyut until the final vote. After the final vote, the miyut is lesser, come on. We have no miyut. But if this fellow persists, he didn't accept the rov, he's not going to paskin for anybody else. He says, fellas, I want you to know, you're doing something wrong. So he didn't join them. We don't have to listen to him. We took a vote. We voted against him. I don't even think it's an aveira on his part. He's prepared to do what Bezin does, but I want you to know, you're doing wrong. Then there was no unanimity at the end. It's a chsoron in the psak of Bezin. Ache yizgu koha Sanhedrin. Yoda echa mena Sanhedrin omiyuton sheto hamatirin vishosku hol v'horu v'lo yesham cholik uposha roa b'ro v'kol chaybez chayov mekobot. Was he explaining what does mean that there's a lack of unanimity? It's a lack of unanimity because the miyut is vociferous. And says, I don't agree what you're doing. Well, I'm not going to fight you, but I want you to know you're wrong. Or it's they never opposed. They took a vote, right? And the miyut kept quiet. They saw the voters going against them. They didn't put up a protest. That's a proper psak of Sanhedrin. When does Sanhedrin lose its validity? When there is a lack of unanimity at the end. But if there's unanimity at the end, even though there are members of Sanhedrin who don't agree with them, but they kept quiet, they didn't make a fuss, it's okay. That's it. But you should know, those members of Sanhedrin who knew, who felt that they were wrong, but kept their mouth shut, if they should then listen to the psak and they should eat the dam shebelev, they'll be chayav shog. Why? What mistake would they have made? The Gemara says it. What's the mistake? Sheto that mitzvah, right? Lishmoa divrei chachamim. No. There's no mitzvah lishmoa divrei chachamim if you know they're wrong. Therefore, hare'elu chayovim neshalo tolu bevezdin. V'chein im noso v'nosno bedovo. Right? The discussion went on in Sanhedrin. V'omru dovo ze mutuhu v'lo horo liam. They didn't say mutu lachem, lo omru lahem mutoren atem lasos. V'shoma ha'shomeya behen beisha gomru mutu. But there were people present while Sanhedrin was arguing, and they realized that Sanhedrin held it was mutter. V'holach v'osor k'vima she'shoma, harei kol ha'osor chayev chatas kavuo besen p'turin. Why? She'rei lo horu lahem b'feirush lasos. I'm summarizing everything that we said over a whole week's time. V'chein, im horu we also miut hakol apiem v'nodash goga also arei bezin b'turin v'ela miut shozachem cholechem b'vichat toso. Okay, now pick that this halacha. This will make the rest of the thing much easier because you know where we're hoped. was ein Herden Atzmann Shosu Bohosan, Herden Paskin, that the blood of the heart is Damsha Beivorim. I hope you people I didn't bother explaining it to you, you forgot yourself. Damsha Beivorim means Dam Hamuvla Beivorim, that's the Rabbanan. I need Zolting. But Dam that Mechunos in the receptacle of the heart ventricle, right? That's not Dam Shebivorim. That's Dam Shanefer Shotsipo. Okay?
Rabbi, the line before Vechen im horu ve'asu mi'uta ke'al al piyem ve'noda ve'hashkaga.
Yeah.
Hare bedin p'turim.
Why? Because it was a mi'ut to the call. It has to be a rov call for Bez Debichayev.
Even if it was a kosher Sanhedrin?
Yeah. But the mi'ut call. Remember, the dinner cell is im me'enei ha'eda. Right?
Okay.
No, the pasuk, right? Read again, right? The last line. Look at it again. V'hoya imeini eido netzol shgogo v'also kol eido par ben boker. Right? Imeini eido netzol shgogo v'also kol eido. Okay. I'm sorry. I read the beginning of the pasuk. V'nisra l'chol adas b'nei Yisrael, ragei agob esorom ki l'chol om b'shgogo. L'chol om. Alright, next. Hasnedan Asman, shosu b'roson, eim etzalfen l'rov hakol. Ad she arov also chutz. When you do the census, imagine it was such a tight vote, a tight census, that if you add the 71 people of Sanhedrin to the Matirim, then there'll be Rov of Am Yisrael did the Avera. Sanhedrin stand distinct from the Eder. They are any Eder, not part of the Eder. Therefore, they're not included in the census. And that's also aim itself in the Rov HaKol. Achi Rov also chutz min Sanhedrin. Also rov anshe Eretz Yisrael apiem, af api sheilo osim shevet echad. He said that before. Numbers, even though they all come from one shevet, v'cheinem also rov ashvotim. Even though the total census is less than 50% and 51% of the population, af api shein miut hakol bezen chayovim v'osim pturin. Ketzad, hoy Yoshua Yitzchol Sheish Meos Elav Echad, boy Hosen Barosa Besen Shosh Meos Elav Echad, Harikulam Bnei Yehuda Bavad, Harikulam Bnei Yehuda Bavad, all from one shevet, Ocho Yosem Bnei Shiva Shvotim, Kul Rapi Sheish Ben Mei Elav, Harik Besen Chayovim V'chol Hosen Api Pturin, Bnei Mashgichin Al Yoshua Chutz Loretz Shein Kol Kol Elav Bnei Yitzchol. That's a terrible insult, right? You learn, remember in Hilchos Geirus, he emphasized, Geirim are not called kol. Therefore, a Geir can marry a Mamzeres, because she's a Asura Lovo Bekol, but they are, a Geir is not a kol. If you live in Chutzo, it's not a kol either. Have to learn, look at the Ramban, the end of and the Chumash, how he discusses the relationship between Chutz Loretz and Eretz Yisrael, that all the mitzvahs Hashem were given only for Eretz Yisrael. That in Chutz Loretz we do mitzvahs only as Heksha mitzvah, we should know what to do when we go to Eretz Yisrael. בשבט מנשה ואפרים אין חשוב מכשני שבטים נעזר, אלא שניים שבט אחד. אוקיי. זה הלכה למשה מסיני. Since they really only represent Shevet Yosef, but Kadosh Baruch Hu honored them by giving them separate chalokim in Eretz Yisrael. They able in Yorish a chalik each one independently, not the chalik as a Shevet Yosef, but when it comes to the count, to the census, it's one Shevet, only 12 shvatim. Yeah. Therefore, there's one. What they count as one shevet, and therefore we want to, you see, seven shvatim sinned, but two of the shvatim were Ephraim and Asher, that's called six, that's called seven. Next. Hoya osim merubin b'shas achet umorotim b'shas yediyah. At the time when they did this Avera, right, Rov did the Avera. But then when Bezdin changed their mind, it was years later, and some of the people were chased out of Eretz Yisrael. So the number of people who know about the problem was a miut of Am Yisrael now. That's irrelevant, he says. Even though that's the time when the Chiyuv Korban comes. Here comes after, but knows the lachatos or shechoto. He has to know about the chet that he did. Nevertheless, hakol holech achas shas hamaseh. Time of yedi is not a factor here. Next point. Hovu bezin bechelev and achrovim shumuto. First he gave an example of Dam Halev, right? The Ochal Miut Hakol Al Piem, the Nolem Shechot of Hosbel, the Yachakach Horu Shavoy de Zora Plonis Mutoras, Vovel also Avoy de Zora Miutach Hapiem. So you have two people, two populations. One did an Avera that's Chayv Kores for Eating Chalev, one did an Avera of Chayv Kores for Avoy de Zora. In Sanhedrin, not exactly a pride to Am Yisrael, right? But the sum total of Chiyuv Korban is now a majority of Am Yisrael, right? Some from the Chalev and some from the Avodah Zarah. So add up, right? O sheyitzalfu ha'ochel la'ovdim yerov hare'elim istalfin alfa pi shoyseren yediyah bintayim. Even though the Bezin changed their mind on the Chalev, they knew about it. But they went ahead and they did the Avodah Zarah Psak, which then Bezin changed their mind. Then indeed they're Mitzaref and you have a din of Par Helem Tzibel. Even though it's a composite of two separate Chiyuvi Koris.
Doesn't that imply that it's not about being Metakin the Avera? It's about being mitakin the mistake of Bezdin?
No, why?
Because it doesn't matter what the Avera was. It doesn't matter that they were separate Averas. It matters that Bezdin paskin and
no.
caused a chet
no.
by Rov
No, it matters that Rov Tzibur did an Avera. Why do you go to Sedon? The emphasis is, look what happened to Am Yisrael. Rov Tzibur now have on them a chet of Kores. It needs expiation. Right? Therefore, Bezdin is responsible for it. The You can't have a tziruf unless it's one Bezdin that's going to bring the korban. But if you have one bezin that was chayiv the korban for the isur of chelev, they died, and the second bezin took over. And then the bezin was not in session. Okay, let's see if we can. I think we can do that. Look at hey. We should wait to finish this. Afilu hogo shnei bati dinim b'dover echad. Kiran chelev v'chelev. Odam b'dam. So you have what? There's a tziruf between the two beds. Not one was talking about avodah zarah and one about chelev. Both about chelev. V'chelev lahoya osin shogna al pi halacha. Or the people of Shogi did it, Shigas Maisa, not because they listened to Bezdin, not because of Bezdin they did it, right? And of course, Bezdin is Potter. Ketzad. Rambam feels necessary to be pedagogic here. Make sure you understand these little complexities. Hora Bezdin Lecho Chele Vakeva Kulo. V'yoda echem en akol sheto shechele v'keva oso v'ochlo mepnei horoson sheyo'ola al daiton shemitzu lishmo mebezdin afapi shem toin hareza ochel chayev chatas kavua lachel oso v'emitzav leminyan ha'shogin alpiyim. We said this aloha before that he's not tol al das bezdin, he's tol al das asmo, but here he wants you to know that doesn't count in the count of the census that I need Rove, he's out of the picture. Why? He wasn't shogig al pir horos bezdin. So we want to know that Rove was shogig al pir horos bezdin, not Rove was shogig. So he was a shogig on his own, not because of horos bezdin. Therefore, he doesn't count in the census. But medvar amurim choizeh sheyodad sheto, right? There is a chocham o talmid shegiel oro. Avram Hoya Amaoretz, Hareza Potter. Listen to the analysis. She'ein yidi also be sura yidi of Vados, umitzare v'chalashok v'apim. Okay, we're not talking about an egomaniac. We're talking about a man of integrity. So there's a fellow who's fourth year smicha. Oh, he disagrees with Sahezan. That's called a disagree. He's told Adas Hasmo. But a first year smicha, right? He's also told Adas Hasmo. But we're not talking about an egomaniac. He knows that there's more to learn. And fourth year smicha, he learned already Kol HaTorah Kulo, nothing left to learn. Right? Now I can become a rabbi. Yeah. I told you, I went to my father's atzal. I said, I think I'd like to start learning Yerudeya. After being here, it was 8 years with the Rav. I was interested in going ahead for a doctorate. So I wanted to get smicha first. It's time to start learning Yerudeya. My father's instantaneous reaction was, was the willst du Herren lernen? Want to stop learning? You know, your day means you want to be a rabbi. It means you stop learning. Yes, he says.
But this fellow knows he has what to learn yet. Then even though he's so much al das asmo, that's not called tol al das asmo.
All it means is he has a kasha on Sanhedrin. Right? So he has a kasha. Von a kasha stop minished.
V'chein. Therefore, he's mitzara v'chol ha'shogim al-piyim. Next. V'chein, im lo hoyo, ilo yoda shatol, v'niskavim lecho shuman v'chele v'yocha chele v'akeva shitiru, the case that the Gemara gave, right? He was shogig al-piyatzmo, but not shigas maise, not a shigas hora. He ate the chelev because he didn't intend to eat the chelev. Had intended to eat the chelev because Bezdin Paskin's mutter would be then he'd be potter. But he ate the chelev in error, even though it turned out to be mutter. Nevertheless, right, הרי זה חי משחילוסו מפני שגיגוסו, לא מפני הורו. דפה אינה מצטרף למיניון השוג עם הפיים, שנאמר לכל העם בשגוגו. Everybody has to be included in the same שגוגו. עד שתהיה שגוגו אחס לכל, וכן נמתולו בעצמו, ויוכל חלב הקבע שאורו להתירו, לא מפני הורוסו, מפני שהוא מוטו בדייתו. Again, he wasn't told על דס בזן, הרי זה חייב חטס קבוע מפני עצמו. זה הכלל. כל התולה בבזזן פוטו שיהיה שם כל הדרוך השמלין. But it has to be everything that we counted, that we listed for you, all the requirements. וכל החייב בפני עצמו אין המצרף לרוב השוגגת. Here's you have that really adds a new spin to this idea. See, let me emphasize again. What doesn't sit well in the whole halacha is, oh, Bezin made a mistake, and people made a mistake. Where do you get this business? A Bezin will bring a korban for everybody. Par helam sibu and the rest of potu. Like the Chacham and Tain in the Gemara. Well, Bez not bring a korban, fine. People got to bring a korban too. Where do you find you can expiate my sin? The korban is supposed to expiate the sin. That's a kapora. You have to bring out your own korban for a kapora. It's have a special halacha, right? A par helam sibu that they can bring a korban for you. Hence the strict requirements under what conditions it can be. Then he says here, ho bezin lahate dover osa bezoro. Bezin was infiltrated with conservative reform guys. And all Tamine Chachomim. Yeah, they meet the requirements. What was his name? You people must know. Who's a reform guy who wrote Chubas? Freifeld or Freihoff? Very London should Chubas.
Harvey Weiss.
Or Pedagorsky? Was it Pedagorsky? Yeah, Pedagorsky. Also, big Thomas Chacham. So he went ahead, he decided. Yeah, I know. I didn't show you that thing. I got something before Shavuos. I got something, and my son sent me from Baltimore an email. He always people sent to him. He's the president of the other yeshiva in Baltimore, not Nei Yisrael. The Sheres HaPleita, as it's called. Yeah. He's a lawyer. He gives a daf yomi in the big shul in Baltimore, in Hillel. He sent me good things. There's a letter there of. I read part of it during the my Yiska sermon. A girl writes that she was in university. In Missouri, in Montana, Jenerikveld. And she had a roommate, a devout Baptist. And she was a Jewish woman, observed nothing. She was Jewish. The Baptist took as a term paper some comparative religion study. And she needed someone to talk to about Judaism. So she has a roommate. It's wonderful. That may be the reason she took the topic. She can get an interview with her roommate and she'll be able to report what Judaism holds about these topics. So she approaches the roommate, right, asking questions. She doesn't know too much. Right. Finally, she says to her, I've been reading up for the interview. I said, the Jews, watch their diet. There's some things they can eat, they cannot eat. He says, well, how do you
manage here in the university. There. So she, the Jewish girl answered, we're Reform and we don't observe these laws. So this Baptist says to her, I don't understand. If my church said I can't do something, I don't see how I could do it. So your church says you can't eat pork and shrimp and so on. I don't see how you can do it. Disturbed this Jewish girl. She knew no little. She went to the library, began to read up on the origin of the Reform movement, which is, her parents said that they're Reformed. And she read there that the conscience laws in 1901, 1902 or something were abrogated by the Reform movement officially. Right? Why? Because breaking bread with a neighbor is a sign of friendship, and the world has to be friendly to each other. And therefore, the Jews who won't break bread with their neighbors, that's the cause of anti-Semitism. That was the Hesed. Therefore, they abrogated the laws of kashrus. So this girl stopped to think, who wrote these things? Says, a bunch of German rabbis. Says, a bunch of German rabbis. Says, wrote that if you break bread with the Goyim, they'll love you. I'm post-Holocaust. I know what happened when we broke bread with our neighbors. And then they burnt us. Therefore, the whole Reform must be shaken. It became a Balas Tshuva. So the point of the lesson is that a girl became a Balas Tshuva. Hillel said, they know the girl, know who she is. Married a Shiva Bocha, etc., etc. She became a Balas Tshuva, says, because a Baptist girl right, said to her, if my church told me to do something, I wouldn't do it. How do you dare do something against your church? Here, listen to this. Right? Ho Bezdin. They said you don't have to follow dietary laws so that we should be friendly with the Germans. Right? We also have call our PM Bishgoga Bezen Pturim and Akobon Vipnei Shehen Mezidin. You got to read that sentence quickly. Not that it's not their fault. These are Shkotzen. They're Bezodon. I mean, they're not going to get away with a korban, or maybe misa mekaperes. V'chalechad v'echem in ha'osim apiim chayev korban mivnei atzmam teishu shogeg. Horu bezn b'shgogo v'yodu akor shetou shen royal kabba mehen. Afal piin kein osa akor apiim and elu v'elu p'turim in ha'korban. Why? They're both mezid. Bezim Pturim Shreila also call a call Mepnei Horos and Shetosan. Horosim Pturim Medekor Mepnei Shemezitin Hain Shre Yodu Sheto U She Royal Assos. Okay, people with us for a little while? Okay, let's see if we want to finish this Rambam. Watch this last one. Get some more examples. Bezen sheshogu v'horu lako guf migufi yatova. V'osa kol ha'om ha'piyam. What does that mean? We said that before. They have to be okay, a mixas, not a whole guf. Bezen p'turim cholech v'echel b'zachor chayim b'chatas kevura. Shenemar v'nelam dovor v'lo kol dovor, lo kol ha'guf. A little bit was error, not a big error. He'll explain it in a minute. Lo lo men bezel chayov machiyil levatel mixas lekayim mixas bedvorim shein mevoshim betorah. V'yachar kach yir bezel chayov mekor mosel peputur. Ketsa. Okay, look at these examples. Shogigu v'horu shemuter l'shtachos avidezorah.
I mentioned that example to you before. They said kneeling, bowing to Avodah Zarah, that's a shtachavah. Remember, v'chol ha'om ko yishomim es Hashem ha'mapol Joseph and Pico and Godot, right? Ho you what? Korin u'mishachvim v'noflim al pneihem v'omrim boroshen kol mechusel v'ruot. Three stages. Korin kneeling. Mishachvim is bowing down. And the v'noflim al pneihem is ishtachavor with pishut yadayim v'regalayim. Prostration. There was been on the internet. Some fella went up on Har HaBayis there, and he prostrated himself, it says. Right. And they didn't do anything to him. It's a sign of amelioration of the sin of Schinam there. In the past, he would have been put in jail. So you have I saw the picture of a fellow facing the Beis Kodesh Kedoshim. He made hishtachavor, not hishtachavor, but full pishut yadayim v'raglayim, prostration. Okay. Not even the way the Muslim do it. Muslims, they put their head to the ground, right? But they remain kneeling, right? And our hishtachavor in the Mikdash was omdim tzvufim u'mishtachvim revochim. That was the nest in the Beis Hamikdash. They were packed together and came to make hishtachavor, full prostration. There was room for everybody to prostrate himself. Didn't tell you how many layers.
Rabbi, what is the significance of prostration?
I'm sorry?
What is the significance of prostrating yadayim v'raglayim?
What the significance is, beetle of atzmaut. I'm totally defenseless.
Why? Is there one that's on that's
showing to show your obeisance to Kodesh Baruch Hu, right? You take away kochi v'otamiyadi. When you're frustrated, any shlamaz can go over and kill you. You need Kodesh Baruch Hu's protection. The idea of a shachavor is to make yourself defenseless, so you know the bitochon is only by Hashem. That's why there's no shachavor chutz l'migdash. Not a thing you do.
Why is it permissible on Yom Kippur to go down at all?
I'm sorry?
On Yom Kippur, why is it permissible at all to do in Galut?
Even kriya of the most minor sort, to bend your knees, not down on the floor, not in the boruch where Chazal ordained, is also improper. How they justify shuckling so you the whole time? I don't know. It's a pasuk, shuckling, shuckle Hashem.
But don't they say that if it's like you're greeting a Japanese businessman, he says that it's not considered?
No, that's Bowie. That's not. I don't. Anyway, watch. Let's finish this off. Look at the examples he gives. You have to be a Talmud Chacham to understand what he's talking about. Kesad. Shogu v'horu shemutel l'shach l'avod ezorah. O shemutel l'hotzi mirushus l'rushus b'shabbos. I like to learn that one. That's pretty much. Why isn't that oker? Because it's not oker Shabbos, right? But actually, to be even less than that, How do they make a mistake that's mutal lahotzi mirshus lirshus, that hotzo is not shaykh? Why would they make such a mistake?
They use the Arab.
No, I would think that there's you have to thank the conservative reform for knowing what kind of aveiras a Jew can do, right? They're specialists in that. Hotzor is a malocha. What do we call hotzor? Malocha kala. Why? It's hard to understand. Melecha Shabbos, I carry a handkerchief in my pocket, it's a Melecha Shabbos. I define malocha now the way you do for an animal, by horsepower. What kind of effort is needed? Carry a handkerchief, big deal. O shemuto lovo al shomeres yom keneged yom. I'll get you back into your hilchos nida halachas. What is shomeres yom keneged yom? What is she not a nida? She's a zova katana. Right? You up to me? Up to date? Okay.
It's okay.
Acharoso yom me nida le nida. After 7 days, she enters a period of zova. If she sees dam then, if she saw dam before, she has to wait 7 days. She sees dam on the 8th day, she waits only 1 day.
Okay.
And if she's clean the following day, a whole day, shomeres yom keneged yom, she goes to mikveh that night, she would tell us about her.
If she counted 7 nikiim, and then she bled,
right.
Then she, has to
went to, and went to mikveh.
She went to mikveh after the seven, after the zayin nikiim.
No. She went to mikveh, right? There, she starts again. She counts 7 days. She went to mikveh. She's mutelas abayla. She counts 7 days, right? Yeah, she's fine. On the 8th day, she sees them.
Okay. Before mikveh or after mikveh?
After mikveh.
Okay.
Yeah. So it started a new count. The mikveh starts a new count. Every mikveh, right? So she now, acharoso yom enid lida. She knows acharoso yom enid lida. She's only shomeres yom keneged yom. Right? So shomeres yom keneged yom means she saw dam on Sunday. So she makes a bedikah Sunday night and she's okay. Sunday before night, she's okay. All day Monday, she's okay. Monday night, she goes to mikveh. So they said, they paskin, that shomeres yom keneged yom, right? That's halacha in tumah v'tahara, but not muteres labayla, not in chulin. In chulin, muteres labayla. Hare elu k'mi shomu ein Shabbos b'toro, ein aveda zora b'toro, ein nida b'toro. Sh'okol kol aguf. Nice line. Sometimes you're paskening. You evaluated and you came out wrong. Sometimes you just forgot. You forgot a whole halacha. The tikkur p'turim in a korban v'chala osa alpiyim chayim chatzal p'nei asmo. Avolim tov v'horu v'amru hamotzi mirshus rishus hu chayev. That they knew, that you cannot carry outside one rishus to another, from shiyocha to rishus harabim. Shenem al yetziyish mi b'komo. Avol, but I didn't carry it. Hazorek, I threw the ball. Oh, hamoshet, I hand it over to you. You in rishus harabim, and I'm rishus hayochet, and I hand you something. I didn't carry it outside. I motioned. Oh, that's an error. Oh, she'okru av me'avos melochos. Ve'oru she'ene melocha. Are'elu chayovim. V'chein im tov omru ha'mashtach v'avoy de'zor v'pichu da'i v'aglayim u'chayav. to frustrate yourself to avoid a zora, you're chayav. Shenemar lo sishtach ve'el acher. Aval ha'korei ala oretz. V'lo poshat yad v'raglov. Harei umuter. Then harei lo chayovim. That's called a Torah b'miksas, not b'kulu. V'cheinim tov amu haboa al shemer shom k'neged yom sheroos adam b'yom hu chayav. Shenemar kol yimei zova. Aval roso balaylo. She saw Dam on Sunday. And then she saw Dam again Sunday night. But she didn't see on Monday. She was on Monday, she didn't see. Monday she didn't see. Yeah, by the day began Sunday night though. That was the mistake. Right? Avarosa Balaila Butalovaleo. Bechainim Horu Romo Shemisha Pirsh Isho Nida Bashas Tashmish. Mutal Lifosh Mimenak Shumis Kasha. If while having marital relations, she senses that she's becoming an eater, and the husband withdraws, right? He's chayav achatas for that. And he said, no, him having relations, but the halacha is, you're supposed to wait until the erection subsides, because there's anor in the friction, in and out, right? Hare'elu chayovim. Right, they knew that's also tashmish nida, but they said that this is not called tashmish when he's yotze chumis kasha. Areilu chayovim. V'cheinim tov omo hochel dam sheyotze b'shaschita hu chayav. Same thing examined before. Aval ochel dam halev mutor areilu chayovim. V'chein kol ki yotze b'toas elu im horu behen v'osu rov akol apim p'turin. Now goes here, an error is not a toss. There's a toss and there's an error. There's a toss, b'horo, and there's a toss. Horo bezin she yotza ha-shabbos, lefi she's kasa ha-chama, v'dima she-shok ha-chama. So Heather were asked, on Shabbos, what were they doing together on Shabbos? They were together on Shabbos. And people asked, hey, is it time to daven Ma'ariv already? Why? There was a eclipse of the sun. And no one could tell the exact time. The sundials didn't work. No sun. And they said, oh yeah, plenty of time. It's finished Shabbos. V'yachakar zocho, and then the sun came out. Ain't the horo? They didn't paskin haloche. They reported an astronomical fact which proved to be wrong. Elotos chol shosam locha chayev avol bezin peturin. V'chein im etiru bezin din eishes ish li nosei. We had the case in the Gemara. Kilkolo lefi sheidu b'fneim shemeiz balo. V'yachakar bo balo ain't the horo elotos. V'isha u'balo ha'achon chayovim chatos v'shigigosel v'chein ki'yotzeb. Not because they were at fault, but an aveira was done and Eishes Ish lived with another man. That can't be just overlooked. Without overlooking that, little by little the Isa becomes kal. Therefore, you got to bring a korban.
Rabbi, what did it mean previously above when it said mutar? What does mutar mean?
What?
Here, what does it mean mutar here when it said it above?
When he said it was muto.
Yeah, what does that mean? What is that actually, what is that telling us? What does that mean, he's mutar?
Which one?
It means no one has to bring a korban, but it's still...
No, which muto are you referring to?
So above we said...
I don't know what you're referring to.
V'chein im ta'u v'amru ha'ba al shomeret yom keneged yom sh'ra'ata adam b'yom hu chayav sh'ne'emar kol yemei zufa aval ra'ata b'layla mutar levo'aleha. The middle of the second wide line.
Where are we? There. It's that. They're calling me Zova, right? Because they interpret. So I gave an example. She saw the dam at night, which is the beginning of the second day.
Right.
But they said no. The pasuk says Kol Yemei. They interpret the pasuk Yemei meaning only during daylight. That was their mistake.
Right. So what? So when it says mutar, what does it actually mean? That she doesn't have to bring a korban?
No. Avol. That's the error. Avol. They said if rosh ba'layla mutar lavoleo. That was the error. That was
This is not our psak.
That was the error. The error was that they said it was mutar lavoleo.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
That's it. Okay, we'll stop here. It's 1 o'clock. Fine. Michelle will continue tomorrow.